to say two things on this. First of all, there is absolutely no excuse for a fan throwing anything at a player, ever. I have to say three things. We've got very, very high definition cameras inside the stadium now. We had an incident with fans causing potential danger to themselves by moshing and body surfing, and we were able to target those fans, give them some short-term bans. We got them in, we showed them the film. There was an initial furor that we were being draconian, but when the fans themselves saw the film, they accepted that that it wasn't appropriate behaviour in a stadium. So anybody that's thrown a coin inside our stadium, they've got a much better than average chance of finding themselves in trouble with the police, because we're going to be able to identify them. So I would strongly suggest to anybody who's thinking of doing that they think again if they're at Selhurst Park, because we've invested a lot of money to make sure that we can target individuals and that we can pick out the individuals that are responsible for causing trouble, so that all football supporters don't get tarred with the same brush of one or two idiots that don't realise the dangers, or get caught up in the heat of the moment, or maybe have worse kind of personality traits inside them. So we'll be very clear on that. One of the things I do think we need to look at, and I know it wasn't the case in this situation, but is I think the players should really try and celebrate goals in front of their own fans. I think it would help just in that moment when, you know, it's highly charged and there's a lot of emotion running high. I know that wasn't the case in the Chris Brunt case. I know he walked over to his own supporters, which is, you know, a bizarre incident, isn't it? So I would say those three things, really. Don't do it at our ground. You're going to get caught, because we've got fantastic cameras that we've put in for specifically that purpose. I would suggest that we do look at where players go and celebrate goals sometimes.